just finish off with a word about sort of from a little bit different perspective, but just a halachic note about the tefillin issue. And there's a story that a younger man once came to a Leib Shteyman, extremely excited and just sort of, and he said, you know, he has a little 2-year-old boy, and he noticed he started going like this and kissing. What does it mean? Like, what kind of neshama does he have? What does it mean? It means you should start going to shul more often, he said. That's what it means. So, like, upon him, that's a different perspective on the same issue. I wanted to look at the halacha from a positive side. We learn from the same pasuk, "V'yisem nikiyim Hashem Yisrael," that it's the same reason that the person needs to do what's right, aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kal Yisrael, where it seems to us that it's two extremely different reasons. To do what's right in the world of mitzvahs and averis, that's the core obligation of a person. Not to do something that somebody suspects, whether it's a chashash, whether it's marasayim, whether they'll learn from me, whatever, it's kind of a very practical reason. It doesn't seem to have anything to do with the same. And the Torah puts it in one category. The Torah says, doing right by Hashem and Yisrael, it's almost as if it's one thing. So I'd like to try just to understand the perspective that it is one. The Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim, when he speaks about the Nisoyen of Avraham Avinu, so many, we tend to think of the word Nisoyen as a challenge, as a difficulty. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says that the word Nisoyen means demonstration. Like Nesles Nosis means a banner. A banner is where you hold aloft something that people see as a location, a place to follow. So every Nisoyon is really from that Lashon. That's what he says. And then he explains a lot about what the Nisoyon is. But I think the point of it is that if we ask ourselves the relationship of our world and who we are and what we're supposed to do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is that relationship? And the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us what's right and wrong in the Torah, written. And that is everything. The one thing it's missing is it has yet to take on a three-dimensional form. It's just like, imagine you have a chemistry book, and you have exactly what the reaction will be between two chemicals, and then you perform it. The difference is whatever it says in the book is what happened and vice versa. But the difference is, was it written, which is one level of sort of abstract information, to actually becoming something fully fleshed out and take form and shape. The word in modern Hebrew, actually, nisayon, is a test, an experiment. That's the type of, and that's actually fits the core description of what it is. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah that contains all the emes on the most perfect form. The one thing it doesn't have, it's code, it's program code. It hasn't fleshed out, hasn't become. When a yid does a mitzvah, it takes on tangible form, and it's the greatest level of tangibility is when it's visible and demonstrable and see it. That is when we talk about a gilui of Kvod Shemayim, Isgalus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealing himself, means that the good and the right have become tangible, visible, and palpable. That's what it is. So what to ask ourselves, the core mission of a person is to bring that out. The Nisoyon of Avram was to take something that was right and to actualize it. And the greatest form of that actualization is when it's visible to a point that it's not deniable by anyone. So doing what's right is good. Doing what's right in a way that's visible, in a way that projects the tov, being megala kvot shemayim is exactly this process. So when we do things that are halachically right, but it doesn't look that way, that really is a flaw in the etzem purpose of it. And that's why we're missing something. When we do something that's visible and projects Kiddush Shemayim, that is an enhancement. And that's why when a tzibah does something, or b'makalos vivos amcho Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael gathers together and does something as a group, it becomes far more visible. And it becomes the greatest projection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Torah and his Ratzon. Events like this bring it out sharply. Many people have their kviyas and their sedas. People learn at home. People learn chavrusas in odd places. And each and every type of Talmud Torah is wonderful. People daven. If a person davens in his house, he's yotze tefillah. But that hasn't crossed the threshold of visibility that we're talking about. When you have a room packed with people sitting 3 hours and moving towards 4 hours of the rush will finish before 4 hours of learning, it creates visible Talmud Torah. It creates tangible Talmud Torah. It's something that brings it to a level of three-dimensional reality instead of wonderful ideals. When it's Sibud Davins together, when they daven together with Kavana, it's not only everybody's Kavana, it's the throb in the room, it's the feel in the room. Anyone who's ever walked into a place where they daven well, people are in davening and the whole tzibah together is loud and answering Amin Shraba and animated. When you walk into a Beis Medrash that's packed and people are learning, when something is needed and a group of people come and they help and they do, that takes the world of mitzvahs to a whole new level of nesless noses, of a banner of something that comes very visible and so on. We should take this chizik Be'ez Hashem and everything good that the community does. When we have a lot of people doing things together that are avodas Hashem and good, it's not only just a chizuk, you know, and a schus of having a lot of people doing a mitzvah together. It really brings the mitzvah to the format that it deserves. It's the maris ayin, the re'iyas ayin, the aliyah leregel is the liros ulehiros. It's to perceive the Shechina and to be seen. It means when Klal Yisrael comes together, Liras Pnei Shechina, the Lehiros is the fulfillment of what Klal Yisrael is all about. Be'ez Hashem should be a schus for the person. This whole moment, this whole gathering, and everything that happened should be a schus for Yil Nishmas, the and it should be a chizuk, and we should learn to keep doing things like that. When we have storm to come together to learn in a Beis Medrash, when we daven a tzibur, a strong tzibur, a tzibur does well, whatever good things we do, we do it together, we do it with the full sense of tzibur, and Be'ez Hashem, we should be zocha to the liros and lihiros of Lasse Lomit Be'ez Hashem. Okay.